It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. High school football, week 11, district semifinals, and in Class 3 District 1, our broadcast game. The two-seeded Central Rebels host the three-seed Potosi Trojans. Coverage starts at 6 with the tailgate show fueled by McDonald's and kickoff at 7. Central head coach Corey Schweiss.
I told the boys this week that this whole season is eerily similar to what last season was. You know, we had the same record. We were 5-4 after our regular season. We were the 2 seed. We were hosting the semifinals against a team that we had previously beaten. And St. Jen came to our place and beat us, and we had beat them in the regular season, and now it's kind of the same deal. This time it's not St. Jen, it's Potosi, and we got to do everything in our power to keep that from happening, but it's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to be able to do it. I think, like you said, when teams are evenly matched, I do think the advantage goes to the team that lost, and they have that extra incentive for whatever reason. I mean, I think our kids want to win as bad as they do, but it's just one of those things. It's hard to overcome that, and we're going to have to really seize any momentum we get in the game and take advantage of it, because when they get some, it might be all they need.
Do the Potosi Trojans carry over the emotions from the regular season loss to Central? Here's Trojan head coach Mark Casey.
I think you definitely dig back and try to remember the mistakes that were made and what went wrong, what you could have done better, and you try to correct those. And I think games like that, especially middle of the season like that, that helps your team grow. You don't want to lose games, obviously, but if you're going to lose a game and you can figure out some things that maybe you could have done a lot better or even a little better, and you can correct those things as the season goes on, I think those things help towards the end of the season. And I think that was one of the games, kind of the turning point in our season as well. You know, they exposed some things that we needed to get corrected. And as the season goes on, you get better at things. And obviously some things you still want to get better at. And that's the point that we're at. And that's probably the point everybody's at. But, you know, that game helped us get over a little bit of a hump, I think, too. So hopefully we can see, you know, if it was enough to get us where we need to be.
Again, coverage starts tonight with the tailgate show fueled by McDonald's at 6. Gilston Mary Lee pregame show at 6:30. Boyd & Associates kickoff at 7. In Class 3 District 2, top seed Valley Catholic plays 4-seed Herculaneum, and 3-seed St. Genevieve battles 2-seed Lift for Life. In Class 4 District 1, the top-seeded Festus Tigers play the 4-seed Hillsboro Hawks, and 2-seed Perryville hosts 6-seed North County. Raider head coach Brian Jones on Perryville, who they face tonight.
They're big and they got some athletes, and they are facing some, I guess Coach Roth is really having to work hard to put the caliber of team on the field that he has this year. They've just not quite recovered from the storms that they had to deal with this spring, and coaching at Perryville right now is tough, and a lot of respect to Coach Roth and whatever, what he has to do every day just to get a practice in. So all that being said, we've got some film on them. They are able to move the ball really well, and they're able to stop teams really well, and they got some players, and it's not going to be an easy task. You know, the last time we played on a natural field, the outcome wasn't very good, so don't think that's not in the back of my mind as well.
And in Class 5 District 1, the Farmington Knights had a first-round bye. They're the top seed in that tournament. They will host 4-seed Fox tonight. High school volleyball coming up today on KFMO Sports Plus at 5:30. The Bismarck Lady Indians play the Liberal Bulldogs with opening serve at 6 o'clock. It's the Class 1 state semifinal. Bismarck head coach Chelsea Hennis on the support the community has shown.
They have been amazing. We have people wanting to feed our girls, give our girls gifts. We actually did a community pep rally Wednesday night, and we had a lot of people come out and be excited for us. We have people show up whenever we're leaving. It's just been fantastic for the girls.
How have they handled that pressure this year?
I feel like they have felt the pressure, even though everything after districts is kind of exciting in its own way, but they had high expectations for themselves. The community has high expectations for them. We really did think that we were going to make it here, so that pressure was kind of looming all year long, and we really felt it during the Leopold game whenever it was kind of felt like it was going to slip through our fingers, but we kind of pulled it together. They've done a great job. The seniors have led everyone this season. And my underclassmen, I mean, because we have a lot of sophomores on the floor, they're still pretty young. They've done a great job handling the pressure and figuring out how to play through really tough parts of the game.
We have Bismarck volleyball today and tomorrow. Today is on Plus. Tomorrow is on AM 1240 KFMO. and MAC Volleyball coming up Saturday and Sunday. It's the Midwest B District Tournament. The Lady Cardinals are two wins away from the national tournament in Clarksville, Tennessee. And on Thursday night, the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament and its 99th installment seeded. Let's release the seeds.
Seeded first in the 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, the South Iron Panthers.
The South Iron Panthers have won the Arcadia Valley Tournament for seven consecutive seasons. Going back to the 2018-19 season, they were the top seed last year and have won the tournament a record 27 times. Dusty Dinkins returns for his 23rd season as head coach, but they'll play this year without graduates Ty Harlow, Sawyer Huff, and Hayden Hunter. But don't worry, this Panthers bunch always brings in a load of talent, including returners Wyatt Funk, Gage Daggett, and Aaron Burst, to name a few. And in the last 7 years, when South Iron has won the AV tournament, they've gone on to win the district title. And in that time span, they're 182-25.
The second seed in the tournament, Arcadia Valley Tigers.
The Arcadia Valley Tigers haven't won the AV tournament since 2008 and are second on the all-time wins list with 16. They come off of an 8-15 season last year and were the 4th seed in this tournament a year ago, and David Prater returns for his 4th season. The Tigers will be without graduate Atreyu McAllister, but do return all 5 starters from last year's season opener, Evan Inman, Jarrell Jackson, Caden Keith, Dawson Bosing, and Wyatt Smith.
Seeded third, the West County Bulldogs.
The West County Bulldogs enter the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament with new head coach Todd Harbison. He spent last season as an assistant coach under Chris LeBrier, who retired at the end of the season. Last year, West County was 14-11 and the 2 seed in the AV tournament. Having not won it since 2016, they have 4 titles overall. This year, they'll be without key players Jackson Campbell, Levi Hale, and Nolan Rawson, who all graduated in the spring. But they do bring back a wealth of experience in Tatum Harbison, Alex Hogan, Brody and Wyatt Simile, and Kingston and Wyatt Scherfus.
The 4th seed in the tournament, Fredericktown Blackcats.
The Fredericktown Blackcats have no AV tournament titles ever. They went 15-11 last year and were the 3 seed. They have a new head coach this season, Micah Reitzel. He moves over from the girls basketball team down in Fredericktown and now will coach the boys. Last year's graduating seniors included Leandre Catchings, Braden McMinn, Brayson Reagan, and DJ Baca, but the returners, plentiful. Sophomore Tucker Reitzel, senior Blake Terry Brakefield, and juniors Caleb Feltz and David Slinkard as the Blackcats go for their first ever AV tournament title.
Fredericktown's opponent, 5 seed Bismarck Indians.
The Bismarck Indians have won the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament 8 times, but haven't done so since 1982. That's 43 years ago. Bismarck was the 8th seed last year and finished the campaign 5-18. Brett Hale returns to run the bench for his 3rd season, and they lose just 1 senior from last year, Jed Ryder. But they do have 5 returners that are seniors this year, including Ian Bone at 6'2", and the 6'5 senior, August Martinez.
Facing West County in the first round, the 6th seed, Lesterville Bearcats.
After finishing 500 last season, the Lesterville Bearcats go for their 3rd ever Arcadia Valley Tournament title, having not done so since 2017. In 2024, Lesterville was the 5th seed in the tournament. Jason McMurray returns as the head coach, but not returning, last season graduates Avery Becker, Orion Guzman, and Isaiah Toomey. There's 2 key returning parts. One's a senior, Tyson Boyer, 1 a junior, Nicholas Welch, and the other 2 seniors on the team, Adric Fitzgerald and Jamison Pence.
Facing host club, Arcadia Valley, the 7th seed, Clearwater Tigers.
The Clearwater Tigers are 24 years removed from their last Arcadia Valley Tournament championship and have won it 10 times. But they come off of a season last year where they were the 7th seed in this tournament and finished that year 3-19. Heath Ayers is back as the head coach, and they had no seniors last year, but 5 seniors coming back this season.
Rounding out the field and facing South Iron, 8th seed Ellington Whippets.
The Ellington Whippets finished 8-14 last year and were the 6th seed in the Arcadia Valley tournament, having won it last 10 years ago, and that was their 10th AV tournament championship in program history. Jeremy Peterson is back as the head coach, but they graduated Will Rayfield and Brock Morey, who, if you remembered last year, had 43 of the team's 57 points in their first round game. There's no seniors on the team this year. The 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, Monday, November 24th to Thanksgiving Thursday, November 27th. NHL, the St. Louis Blues were in action on Thursday, trying to answer a Wednesday loss. Here's the Blues Radio Network.
Last night, the Blues looked to get back in the win column after they struggled in Washington. They took on the Buffalo Sabres in the first period, 12:38 in on the penalty kill. Matthew Joseph would steal the puck, rush up the ice, score it shorthanded to pick up his second goal of the season and his first goal after being scratched against Washington. In the second period, Nick Bjugstad would score his fourth of the year, 2:42 in at even strength, and then Joel Hofer would put on a show the rest of that period, stopped all nine shots in the second. Stopped all 11 he saw in the third to pick up the shutout, and Justin Falk capped off the night with an empty netter, his third of the year. Blues pick up their fifth win this season, and now they come home to open up a homestand that starts against Seattle on Saturday. Puck drop at 6, pregame starts at 5:30 on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
Blues head coach Jim Montgomery on his team's improved performance.
I thought the majority of the game that the effort was significantly better than yesterday. I thought the physicality was good. I liked the way we dug in. I liked the way there was numerous block shots, and our goaltender was our best player, and that's what you need on the road.
The Blues play tomorrow at home against the Seattle Kraken. Coverage at 5:30 on B104.3. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs are off this week. They'll be back in action next Sunday, the 16th, against the Denver Broncos. NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers play number 3, Texas A&M, tomorrow at 2:30. And NCAA men's basketball, Mizzou hosts the SEMO Redhawks tonight at 7. St. Louis University beat the Chicago State Cougars last night, 108-86. SLU plays Lindenwood Monday at 7. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.